Hey guys, I wanted to make an audio where I read poetry. So this is kind of a relaxing sleep aid type of thing if you want to fall asleep to this. I found all of these mostly on Pinterest, so some of them include the name of the author, but some of them don't. So I'm going to try my best to credit the ones that do, but otherwise I don't really know how to find who wrote it. Anyway, here we go. Sometime after we stopped talking, you changed your profile picture for the first time since I'd known you. Such a small thing, but it gave me pause. How strange, I thought. How strange to see evidence of you changing and continuing on without me being there to witness it. That is by Katerine Hancock. Why I Loved You by Iris Song. I'd like to think that somewhere in another universe, you walk into a museum and stand next to me, and we both admire the same painting. When I turn to you and smile, you smile back and say, "Hello." Maybe there is a version of us that make it. This one doesn't say who wrote it, but it goes, "And like the moon, we must go through phases of emptiness to feel full again." This next one also doesn't say who wrote it, but it's called Theories About the Universe. I'm trying to see things in perspective. My dog wants a bite of my peanut butter chocolate chip bagel. I know she cannot have this because chocolate makes dogs very sick. Madigan does not understand this. She pouts and wraps herself around my leg like a scarf, trying to convince me to give her just a tiny bit. When I do not give in, she eventually gives up and lays in the corner under the piano, drooping and sad. I hope the universe has my best interest in mind, like I have my dog's. When I want something with my whole being, and the universe withholds it from me, I hope the universe thinks to herself, "Silly girl. She thinks this is what she wants, but she does not understand how it will hurt." This next one was written by Faraway, and it goes, "I'm not mad at myself for giving my love to the wrong people. They probably needed it the most." Next one is by Whitney Hansen. "I am in love with you. Yes, you. The people with fragile hearts. I think you are the bravest, most beautiful of miracles. If you cry when you read books, or if another's pain brings you heartache, if your heart cracks for the sake of bent butterfly wings, please stay that way. Do not let the weight of the world make you hard." The next one is by Lacey Paige Ramberger. Some underrated love languages. Buying their favorite book and reading it so you can discuss it later. Holding their hand on the plane as it takes off. Writing a poem that only they will read. Making them coffee just the way they like it, and pouring it into their favorite mug. Making a playlist titled with their initials, full of songs describing your history. Turning off your phone when you're spending time together. Making eye contact, showing you're fully present. Setting reminders in your phone with important dates. Creating a notes app list of everything they love. Playing a few rounds of "We Aren't Really Strangers" so you can understand each other better. Giving them a nickname that only you can call them. Writing a note and tucking it away somewhere, waiting for them to stumble across it on their own. Resting your hand on top of theirs for a brief moment. A silent reminder. Buying a houseplant that you'll take care of together. Complimenting them unexpectedly and often. Kissing their shoulder while you wrap your arms around them from behind, giving them your shirt to sleep in at night. Taking into account their dietary preferences when making a meal and then eating it with them. Choosing to love them in new ways, every single chance you can. This one is by Jade Torres. I hope you find someone who feels right. Someone who wants to learn about the depths of your fears, the weight behind your wounds. Someone who challenges you in the softest way, for your eyes to sight a new perspective. Someone who wants to hold your heart in the heaviest moments while you figure out how to heal. Someone who wholeheartedly pours comfort into every fragment of your soul, and despite the damage, assures you that everything is going to be okay. I hope you find someone who won't leave you in pieces, but rather someone who says, "I love you to pieces." This one is also by Jade Torres. There are certain kinds of people who just capture your heart. They show up in the most unexpected places and energetically pull you in with the richness of their soul. They are the kind of people who feel right, the kind who light up your life just by thinking of them, the kind who inspire you to be better, the kind you always hope to find, a soul connection. And most of all, they are the kind of people who make you feel comfortable, the kind who make you feel home. This one is by Atlas, and it goes, "I find it amusing that we're all pretending to be normal when we could be insanely interesting instead." This next one is by Chloe Frain, and it goes, "And we were all just fighting to survive a world where I miss you doesn't mean I'm coming back, and I love you doesn't mean I'll stay." This next one is by Salt and Whistle on Instagram. "It is never too late to chart a different path, to choose a new adventure, to pack your life into a bag and start someplace new. You are never too old to dream a new dream, to try a different passion on for size, or explore another part of yourself. You are never stuck, but rather always in motion. The day that lies ahead of you always has the ability to be different to any you have previously lived, and the start of something new. Your life is full of infinite possibilities, an unlimited number of people you can become, lives you can impact, and places you can go. The pen to write your life is in your hands. The story starts and ends with you." This one is by Momentary Happiness on Instagram. "Ask yourself what you want your life to look like. Close your eyes and try to picture yourself living your happiest life to the highest potential. Notice what surrounds you, who surrounds you. Notice what you have and what you bravely left behind to get to this place of peace. Now think about the present moment and ask yourself if the life you are living now will eventually lead you to the life you were just imagining for yourself. And if the answer is no, ask yourself what you could do differently." This one is by Iris Song. "I understand now that we are better apart than we ever were together. That some flowers must grow in a different way than roses. But it still hurts when I listen to a song and it reminds me so much of how you were once my favorite person in the world." This one is by Lazy Paige Ramberger. "Some ways to love yourself better. Don't sell yourself short. You are only one person, but you still matter to people. Remember that you're still discovering new parts of yourself daily, and they deserve space to grow and thrive. Offer yourself forgiveness for things you did when you didn't know better, especially now that you're older and are trying to be better. Love yourself in the ways you desperately want everyone else to. Buy yourself flowers, write your own love letters. Don't hate yourself if you still long for those things to come from someone else. We weren't meant to live life completely alone. Don't try to take on every heavy burden on your own, and allow the people you love to be there for you when you need it most. Be honest with people. Be honest with yourself. Take time to heal, even when it feels messy and difficult." Don't allow yourself to take up space on occasion. Don't apologize for existing, even when you feel inconvenient. Allow yourself to rest. Allow yourself to have fun just because you are alive and you want to. Celebrate your wins because you deserve to. Don't let people minimize your accomplishments because you worked hard to get here. Try your best to love yourself, and if you aren't there yet, try to love the person you're becoming. I pay very close attention to beginnings. The beginning of a friendship, a new love, a new home, a new era. I always find myself longing for the start when the end comes creeping in. I'm so self-aware of beginnings now. If someone looks at me a certain way, I always think to myself, I'm going to remember this exact moment when time starts pulling us away. I take notice of the details in someone's voice when they talk to me, thinking, I wish it didn't change as we got to know each other better. I replay the way they spoke at the beginning when their tone gets harsh or fades away. Maybe I'll know it's permanent when the feeling I get at the beginning lingers on years down the line. When I'm finding special moments in the now, instead of flipping through memories trying to rekindle a feeling that is lost. Maybe that's why I run away so fast, because I'd rather feel the rush of a beginning than wish for something that is gone. Types of People to Hang On To, by Molly Burford. The friend you miss the very instant they walk out of your apartment after spending an entire weekend together. The friend you can pick things off right where you left them, despite the fact it's been a few months without speaking. The delightfully dangerous friend who says, I mean, I will if you will. The zany, the sprightly, the thoughtfully rebellious, chaotic texters. Someone who will enthusiastically listen to a story you forgot you shared with them before, without stopping you to say, yeah, you told me that already. The person who reminds you that kindness is a salve. The neighbors who turned into family. The family members who turned into friends. The soft-spoken, the loud lovers. Anyone who reminds you of home or summer vacation, or that you are so beyond loved. Hold them close, love them hard. This one is also by Molly Burford. Underrated types of love stories. The ex-lovers who became the truest of friends. The love that was almost, but not quite. The platonic soulmates. The barista you always flirted with in college, whose name you have now forgotten, but not the way they made you feel. Your first dog, your second dog too, the love stories you wrote in your head, the love stories you held in your heart, the love stories you share with just yourself. This one doesn't have an author, but it goes like, the best kind of people are the ones who love you unconditionally, are soft and gentle with your heart and soul. Make you smile with just their presence. Know when something is not right without you having to say anything at all. Take responsibility for their actions. Respect other humans. Let you be yourself and accept you as you are. Forgive others instead of seek revenge. Are patient with your struggles. Are there no matter the situation. Make you feel safe, loved, and understood. Help you without expecting anything in return. Listen attentively, ask you to message them when you get home safe. Are there for you during the lows just as much as the highs. Check up on you when you are quiet. Believe in lifting other people up. Focus on self-care. See the best in you even when you can't. Teach you new things. Find happiness in your happiness. Show you that you are loved and reassure you when you need it. Don't try to make you feel guilty for being upset. Are always honest and kind, hold space for you to feel your feelings without judgment, are present with you, bring sunshine to your day. This one is by Molly Burford again. The intimacy of eye contact, smirks across a crowded room, raised eyebrows, knowing glances, witty banter. I heard this song and thought of you. The sides of legs accidentally touching in the back seat, dancing in front of strangers, playful teasing. I saved you a seat. Comfortable silences, quiet time, falling asleep together on the couch. Hope, the little things, inside jokes, appreciation, mutual trust. You're my best friend. Crying in the car alone at a red light. Heart to hearts in dive bar bathrooms. Giving the benefit of the doubt. Giving a second chance. Giving in to a deep laugh. I was literally just about to call you. Sharing books with your scribbles and notes throughout the margins. Losing your footing. I never told another person that before. First hugs, a kiss you know will be your last. I understand. A sense of safety, a feeling of alignment. Just knowing someone is here to stay, even though you have no real evidence for thinking so. Believing they will anyway. This one is by Kevin Verone, and it's called Poem I Wrote Sitting Across the Table from You. If I had two nickels to rub together, I would rub them together, like a kid rubs sticks together until friction made combustion, and they burned a hole in my pocket, into which I would put my hand, and then my arm, and eventually my whole self. I would fold myself into the hole in my pocket and disappear into the pocket of myself, or at least my pants. But before I did, like some ancient star, I'd grab your hand. This one is called Italy Summer 1985. Peach and honey in the air, ice cream cones on the pavement, windows flung wide open, an orchard of apricot trees with wind chime breeze through the leaves and branches shimmering with heat haze. There's a timeless oil painting or Polaroid worn away at the edges, kind of beauty about this dream. And you, paint splattered camera flash on your skin. You, and you, and you. I want to live like this forever. Always reaching for each other and never quite touching. Light bathing the marble skin of your back, muscles rippling the way the river flows, softly, urgent. Call it love, call it anything you want in this life. It starts raining the second we say each other's names. In the next, the world stops breathing right before we kiss for the first time. In another, we jump into the river at dawn and never come up for air. This one is called A Morning in Paris. She wore the perfume of pages turned, the scent of old books upon delicate fingers. A hint of sunshine captured within curls of windswept hair. A morning made with poetry and swirling milk and coffee sipped while Paris wakes. The words she read in dawn's pale light. How butter melts on warm croissants. Now I'm hungry. This next one goes, autumn leaves drifting through the air, carried by a gentle wind as they fall from the sky. Swaying side to side, as if to the notes of some sweet love song. Falling down to caress my hair, to brush against my face a warm embrace, and into my palm to have my hand to hold for a moment or two. Autumn began to feel like a long-lost lover, the air cold but the breeze gentle, filled with leaves of memories and moments, brushing past me in one motion of the wind, only to disappear into the distance, a brief passing reminder of the imprint left on my heart by someone I used to know long ago. And so, the leaves of what remain lay to rest at my feet, surrounding where I stand, only for me to gracefully send them back into the skies with the swift movement of a kick, just to watch it, to feel it all again. This one is called The Butterfly Effect by SRW Poetry. You need to stay, and you need to stay loudly. You're afraid of making bad choices, but the truth is this. The tiniest actions will influence the course of the rest of your life, and you cannot control it. So many factors play a part in you being here today. A delayed train, an extra cup of tea, the number of seconds your parents took to cross the street. This is chaos theory, sensitivity, mathematics. You are here. And every choice you have ever made has led you to right now reading this. While you exist, every movement and moment matters. Those bad choices led you to the best days of your life if you were to play it all in rewind. So let them go. Change will come, even if you're standing still. Butterflies will keep flapping their wings and causing hurricanes. So make your choices and make them loud. Trust your gut. Trust energy, and if you cease to exist, oh, the universe would notice. The mess that would make, the hearts that would break. So just stay. Stay for bad choices, stay for great ones. Stay, cause a few hurricanes. This one is called When I Am an Old Woman. When I am an old woman, I shall wear purple. With a red hat and satin sandals. I shall spend my pension on brandy and gobble up samples in shops. I shall make up for the sobriety of my youth by going out in the rain and picking flowers from other people's gardens. But maybe I ought to practice a little now, so my friends who know me are not surprised when I am old and start to wear purple. This one doesn't say who wrote it and it doesn't have a title, but it goes like, hot chocolate on a cold winter evening, favorite sweaters, heartfelt apologies, a litter of puppies, warm blankets. I just needed someone to talk to. Sunbeams from an open window, holding hands, aloe on a sunburn, fireplaces, mittens, a homemade meal, coming home for Christmas. Apple pie, dimples, the family dog, handmade gifts, heart-to-heart conversations, midnight phone calls, rereading your favorite childhood book. Alright, so I think I'm going to wrap this up because I've been recording for, I think, long enough. Thank you for listening, and I hope that this was relaxing. Mwah.